This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to begin today with the city of Boston preparing for the Fall Classic. In case you missed it, the Red Sox are heading back to the World Series and will take on the St. Louis Cardinals for Game 1 in the Best of 7 series tomorrow night.
It's the largest event in the city since the marathon bombings last April. And city leaders and police are talking about a number of measures to keep the crush of fans and visitors safe. Here's Boston Mayor Tom Menino.
This World Series will be great. The city, everyone. But just act responsibly. That's all I ask everyone.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz has been reporting today on how the city is preparing for the World Series and joins us now. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
So beyond the mayor's admonition for everyone to behave responsibly, how is the city preparing for this big event?
Well, city leaders are taking stronger measures for this series than we've seen in years past, even as recently as this summer for the Bruins. But the basics remain the same. Police are asking those going to the game or to bars near the game to take public transportation. Fans are also being asked not to bring backpacks into the area. Important to note, though, Fenway doesn't have a strict bag policy like the NFL. You can bring a bag into the ballpark. They're just subject to search. Here's Boston Police Chief Dan Linsky. He says if you want to make him happy, he says you'll leave your bag at home.
If you don't need it, don't bring it. The less things we have to worry about, the easier it is to make sure we're focused on issues and concerns that we need to focus on, as opposed to unattended backpacks that someone forgets and leaves at the beer line.
Now, Jack, you made mention that police mentioned the bars near Fenway Park. What's the message there?
Well, this is where you start to get a sense of how seriously the city is taking security for this series. Bars have been told to keep a very close eye on capacity, be careful about not over-serving patrons, also being asked to disperse any lines outside their door once they reach capacity. After the seventh inning, bars in the Fenway area will stop allowing new patrons into the doors. But even before that, in the fifth inning, bars with patios will have to either remove or clamp down any furniture that's outside. That's to avoid giving any rowdy fans projectiles they can throw in the event of any violence. Here's something to note if you're driving, by the way. Boston Consumer Affairs Commissioner Patricia Malone says for series-clinching games, in other words, any game that could end the series, cars in parking lots near Fenway will not be allowed to leave after the seventh inning.
Basically, it's going to become very, very tight around that area in Fires Kenmore Square, so that we are geared up safety-wise on the street to make sure that there are no incidents with pedestrians, cars, and excited fans.
Jack, obviously this isn't the first championship series in Boston recently. We've seen the Bruins, we've seen the Celtics, just a few years ago the Red Sox. What do police say they've learned from previous experiences with these types of settings?
Well, one big thing that Chief Linsky brought up more than once was social media. Boston police are very active on Facebook, on Twitter. Linsky says they're using that more often to get information to visitors and residents. One story he pointed to today was actually over the weekend after the Sox beat the Tigers. Someone on Twitter mentioned they wanted to go to Kenmore Square and join the celebration. The BPD Twitter shot them a message saying, please avoid the area while we try to clear those crowds. But Linsky says police have also changed how they actually just approach these types of situations.
One of the things we learned is that the fans are our greatest asset. So, you know, we used to put our equipment on and kind of show people we're ready for a fight. We're looking to show people we're ready for a celebration. And our officers are out there making sure that we're talking to the crowd, engaging them. If we've got to hold them in place and they can't move their car, we tell them. We explain it to them.
And he talks about being ready for a celebration. I was actually in the Fenway area when the Bruins won the championship 2 years ago. What police did in that situation was definitely a show of force. National Guard, heavy presence. They directed fans, though, into one area where they had blocked off the street. They let them all gather there and gave them about an hour and a half to just party, within reason, of course, before asking them to disperse. Overall, though, the message to everyone is enjoy the game. Enjoy the series, but do so responsibly. Take public transportation, set a designated driver, and if you can, leave backpacks and other items you don't need at home.
All right, that's WBUR's reporter Jack Lepiarz talking about the city's preparation for the World Series, which begins tomorrow night at Fenway Park. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.